In this audio, I'm going to tell you how I'm using the micro content blitz strategy to plan all of my 2023 content. Now, here's really what this is about, is the fact that you don't have to do this as a really intense blitz. This could just be the way that you create all of your content, right? Now in a blitz, like a true blitz, I like to see you creating like 2, even 3 posts per day, some of those being reels, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great way to build some traction, to really like get your audience really excited and amped up before a promotion or a launch. But I'm using the same strategy, the same micro content blitz strategy to plan all of my 2023 content for both of my businesses now. I have 2 businesses now. So I have to create content for 2 businesses. And I'm in one business, my new business, I have business partners who are helping me with all that. So I have a smaller piece of that. We're still using and executing the micro content blitz strategy. So here's what we're doing. And you can scroll through the post as I talk through this and see what I mean. So the first step is I built a epic content matrix. Now this is like a truly epic content matrix where I started with the 5x5. So there's, you know, your 5 core content pillars go on the left, and then the 5, content themes that you need to address go on the top. But then what I did was for each content pillar, there's 5 sub pillars, and then you can actually do sub pillars for the sub pillars, the sub sub pillars. It's wild. It gets overwhelming if you maybe have a phobia of spreadsheets, but this makes my heart sing because at the end of the day here, I have hundreds of content ideas, strategic content ideas, not random content ideas. We're talking micro content that is highly related to what I teach in my programs, etc. Okay. So that's one part of it. But then the other part is that on the top, the content themes, so, you know, the, you know, obstacles and fears and mistakes and all of that, that's where I also have added more cells, because then I can add more ideas for each pairing. So if I have more than one idea for, a mistake about, you know, doing a content blitz, then I might have 3 ideas there. And so then I can put 3. So this new epic content matrix, I think could add like something like more than 700 ideas. Like this, you could have ideas for years in here. So I'm so excited about it. If that overwhelms you, just start smaller. You don't need 5 micro pillars for a thing. Do 2 micro pillars or 3. Start where you can. You can constantly be adding. There's no limits to this, is the point. This could literally create an infinite amount of content ideas. So I spent an entire afternoon and then an entire morning filling this out. That's how long it took me. And I just brainstormed. And obviously they're not all completed. And I'll add more as I go, but that's where I'm at right now. The second thing I did was I determined my posting frequency. I wanted to maintain a relatively high volume of posting in 2023 because I can see the power of that, and I want to keep experimenting with that. So I am committing to posting 5 times a week, you know, once a day, Monday through Friday. And so I needed to have, that helps me calculate how many posts I need to have for my regular posting frequency. Now, maybe during a promotion, I might do more. I might decide to do a blitz of sorts. But for my regular posting frequency, I'm going to have 1 post a day, Monday through Friday. So now what I can do is I can see how many posts I need. Now, the next step is I like to work in months at a time. And so looking at January 2023, you could apply that to any month, I determined a theme for each week. Now, moving into February, March, April, May, you know, et cetera, I might have the same themes because my themes are calls to action. So these are the most important calls to action. So some of them, like, you know, promoting Yay for 100K or the accelerator, I'll probably do a lot, but I might have a few more that I'll rotate out. But what this shows me is like, okay, so week 1 of January, I want all my content to lead to the Watch Me Create Strategic Content opt-in. Okay, so for example, this right here is leading to, hey, you should watch that opt-in. Look, there's a link to it right there, right? Week 2, I want all the content to lead people to our mini webinar masterclass, which is now on Evergreen, and is kind of like our tripwire training or whatever you want to call it. And then In week 3 of January, I will be talking about Yay for 100K, and in week 4, the Yay for Clients Accelerator, which is now on Evergreen. So that's all of my content ideas need to lead to that. So then what I did was, step 3 is, I looked at my Epic content matrix, and I looked at the themes, right, what I need for each week, and I picked 5 ideas for each week in the matrix. So I was like, okay, well, which of my content matrix ideas will do a great job of leading to the Watch Me Create Strategic Content opt-in? Okay, pick the 5 I like the best. All right, those are getting scheduled in the beginning of January. Now, I could just pick 1 or 2 I like best, and I could just do like 3 different versions of the same 1 or 2. I might get there, but I just, for the sake of simplicity, there's 5 posts. I picked 5 topics, and then I plotted them out on my Airtable calendar, which you can see a screenshot of in the blog post of how that looks when I lay that out. So then once I've mapped out what the content is going to be, obviously now we know everything's gonna be very strategic. We know what the topics are. We know it's all like, it's all gonna work. Now we got to create the content. So of course, this is the most time consuming part. And I think the biggest mistake people make here is they treat creating content like a task when it's an entire project that needs to be broken down into tasks. So I break down my content creation into a few, let's call them 4 categories for our purposes right here. And then I have blocks of time in my personal time puzzle, what I call it, every single week to do these things. So in one time block, I'll do one of these things. In another time block, I'll do another one of these things, ideally, right? And so I'm staying focused on one type of work each time. So in one time block, I'll outline all the content for a week, right? So, or even more, I'll try to get even more ahead on that because it helps me to like have all my notes out for them. So I actually do this in Airtable. I'll open up the content and I have a section in there that's like content notes. And I just like brain dump bullet points. What's the goal of this content? What kind of things do I want to add in there? And so I do that for as many posts as possible. Then in a separate time block, I'll actually create the content. Now this actually gets split down even further. So I do divide things between reels and graphics. So if I'm doing reels, I have a separate unique time block. I try to do those on Wednesday mornings to batch create reels. So I try to batch as many as possible. If I can get a month's worth batched or even more, then I don't have to batch create reels for the rest of the month. I can use that time for something else. So I can do it once a week. It just depends on how many get done, right? But I need to get all the reels done so basically I'm recording for like a month from now because we want things scheduled 2 weeks in advance. I do not edit reels when I record them. That's too much work. It takes you out of flow. It's very easy to edit reels as a separate thing. Sometimes even just watching TV or like, you know, when you have like little downtime moments, which don't come very often for me other than watching TV. And then of course is graphic creation. So graphic creation, both for reels, they need cover graphics, and then other posts that are graphics, I create those in a block of time. So I just go through wherever I'm at in my content creation schedule, that's what that block is for. And then I need to write the caption. So I'll sit and I'll write captions all at once. So I'll finish all the captions, right? And then I actually will go in and schedule the posts and, you know, go into later. And if it's, you know, a reel, I'll post it myself. But that's how all of the content gets scheduled.